Welcome to episode 2 of Cox Talks. That's right, Cox Talks. I am Logan Cox, your host. So episode 2, we're just going to get right into it. So hope that you listen to episode number 1. If not, it is getting more and more readily available. It's on Google Podcasts and Stitcher and SoundCloud. It's all over the place now. We're still waiting for Apple Podcasts. But once that gets onto Apple, I think it'll be easier for people to listen to. I know that's how I listen to podcasts personally, so hopefully that comes out in the next couple of days. Keep up with our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram page, and as soon as we hit Apple Podcasts, I will update you there, so that way you don't have to keep getting it from any different sites. So last episode, we talked about a little bit of current events, talked about the format of the show and how it's just going to be me kind of just talking about things that I'm interested, things that bug me, things that have happened in my week. Really just things that are on my mind. Sometimes we're going to get real fucking weird. Sometimes we're going to just be real normal, talk about level-headed shit, you know, current events. But we're going to go down some deep, dark holes together, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So the first thing that I want to talk about today is people that are assholes. Like, why is it such a weird thing or so frowned upon to tell people that they're fucking dicks? Like, why can't we tell people that? And why can't we tell our kids that they're assholes? Not my kids, specifically. My kids are relatively great. Like, they have their issues sometimes, but my kids are pretty good kids. But you're always, you know, you see these kids. You're out in the store, and you see some kid that asks his dad for a new video game, and then he tells his dad to fuck off, and then the dad just goes like, oh, all right, I guess I'm just going to go fuck off then. It's like, why do we let that happen in society? Like, why can't I, as someone who sees this, just step in and go, hey man, quit being a fucking asshole. That's your dad. Like, or just, you're a human being and that's another human being. Like, don't be a shitty dick. Like, don't be a shitty dick. Like, that's really what life comes down to, is like, don't be a shitty dick. And I think that we should be able to tell people that, like, right from the beginning, like, right from the get-go in life, like, hey, listen, like, and maybe say it nicely to begin with, but when you're a 13, 14-year-old kid, I think I should be able to tell a 13-year-old that he's being a fucking asshole. Like, it's not words that he's never heard before. These words are everywhere. Like, swear words aren't what they used to be, you know, back in the 60s, 70s, 40s, 80s. You know, they're swear words. You hear from your bus driver, I'm sure you hear a teacher say it every now and then, your parents say it, it's everywhere, it's on TV. So I don't think that there should be any issues with telling a kid or an adult or anybody for that, an old person, that they're being a fucking asshole. Because that's part of what's wrong with our society, is kids know and people know that they can just do whatever they want because no one's going to say anything to them. No one's going to confront them. Tell your kids and tell other people's kids that they're fucking assholes so that they stop. Because it's embarrassing to get told that you're being a dick or that you're being a, you know, just a shitty person in public. So if you, not that we should be shaming people, but just let people know, sometimes you gotta be forceful about it. Get aggressive with people and let them know that maybe they won't be assholes anymore. And we can stop our kids from being assholes, and maybe we can stop adults from being assholes. Like, maybe it'll just make the world a better place. So, with that being said, go to Walmart tonight and tell a kid that they're being an asshole. Like, you're gonna find someone at Walmart being a terrible person. Just tell them. Tell them not to be terrible. And tell them to, just kind of get over themselves. Treat people nice, be better, and act better. That's really all that comes down to. I guess we'll get off that. That was a real aggressive way to start this podcast. But I think it's definitely a fair way to deal with people. You know, another thing that I was thinking about is, where did all of the phone operators go? Like, no one calls 411 anymore. When I was a kid, like, we used to play around and call the information line and just talk to somebody. And just, like, you would really, like, ruin a person's day being 8 years old and calling for the Blockbuster phone number. because these people realized that that's what their life had come to. But now you just ask Siri and she has no feelings. But are there still people that answer the phone? Like, is there still, like, if I call 411, will I get a real person? I don't even know anymore. You know, like, things that our kids aren't ever going to experience in their life as things that, like, my generation was the last of. Like, my kids and kids now will never understand what it's like to have the film or the tape of a VHS break, and then you can never watch your favorite video again. Or when the little tab is pushed out on a VHS tape, and then you can't record anything, and you wait for whatever TV show is on. You want to watch your favorite Nickelodeon show, and you put a tape in, and you set it, and you record it like a caveman, and then you realize after it's already played that the little tab was gone. The kids nowadays have DVRs and instant streaming. Like, they don't understand the letdown of your favorite show, you missing, like, the important episode or the final episode because your dick brother had ripped the tab or pushed in the tab of the VHS tape and then it couldn't record anymore. You know, I think that's why our kids nowadays are such assholes, is they never learned heartbreak at a young age. And, yeah, so I think that's enough about talking about that. This portion of the podcast, it may go fast, it may take a lot of time. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through a bunch of news articles, Twitter mentions, things like that I found that I think are interesting. And some of these I'm going to be reading for the first time, you know, with you right now. So you'll get my instant, like, snap reaction to them. Some of them I've read and kind of mulled over and looked over really quickly. But other ones, you're just going to get my, you know, my plain, like, real first thought. So the first thing that I'm going to pull up here, if I can get it, is that up to 60 people overdosed in New Haven in a park as people watched in horror. Oh, more than 70 people overdosed. So as many as 76 people overdosed on what is believed to have been synthetic marijuana at or near a Connecticut city park as fellow parkgoers watched in horror. So, like, first off, 76 people. How do you know 76 people that are all going to do synthetic marijuana all at the same time? Like, I don't think I know 76 people enough to, like, talk them into getting free food, let alone, like, smoking synthetic marijuana. So, like, that's crazy to me. And it was at 10 p.m. Like, why are there 76 people at a park and then onlookers at 10 p.m.? Like, what is happening in your life that this is, like, a thing? The lieutenant said that he's never seen, the police lieutenant or fire lieutenant said he'd never seen anything like that. He's never had such an abnormal day at work. Well, yeah, because you've never seen 76 people overdose on synthetic marijuana. No one died. Everyone just got really sick and got sent to the hospital. So that's kind of a weird one. And as an onlooker, why are you still just standing there watching? You know, I'm sure they didn't all just fall in a group, you know, and do whatever and overdose. I'm sure it happened, like, one after another after another. Like, it had to be like The Walking Dead. Like, zombies were coming. Like, get the fuck out of there. Don't just hang out. The next one is a father in Arizona killed a man who followed his daughter into a bathroom stall. So this one I did read beforehand, because I am a father of three girls. At initial thought, I kind of, like, sympathized with this guy, where if someone tried to do that to one of my kids, I would 100% do whatever I could to beat the shit out of this person. The news article said that the daughter was going to the bathroom and a man tried to enter the stall. He was violently shaking the door, like, yelling and trying to get in. But then she said that she told an employee who alerted a security guard. So there had to have been enough people in the area at this time where the guy left. Basically, security guard gets involved. The dad goes out to the security guard and says, "Hey, listen, you take care of this shit or I'm going to take care of this shit." And the security guard at the store said, "Hey, we got this," which obviously they didn't. And then the dad saw the man leaving the store and chased after him, which, I understand at this point. This guy tried to assault your kid. You're really hyped up. You want the police to get there and be able to arrest this guy, so you're trying to stall this guy, stop this guy, take him down, do whatever you can. Apparently then an attack occurred. The father says that the guy took a swing at him first. Some people that were there said that the dad swung first. Either way, it doesn't matter. The dad ended up getting the guy on the ground, punched him, kicked him, stomped on him, and the bad guy in this situation, he suffered brain swelling, nasal fracture, and loss of oxygen. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. Did he deserve to die? Maybe, probably, because if he was doing that, this either wasn't the first time that he's done it, or it would not have been the last time that he did it. From my experience, these people are monsters. Does that mean that as a dad, I get to go out and kill anyone who tries to do anything to my daughter? I sure would want to. I'm with this guy. Do what you gotta do. If someone tried to do that to my kids, I would do it too. Next article. Armed educators, an inside look at how Texas trains teachers to target shooters. Listen, I am 100% pro-guns. I'm 100% about stopping school shootings. Arming our teachers is not the answer. I've had some really great teachers in my life, and I've had some really terrible teachers in my life. I would not want any of them to carry a gun. I've had teachers that didn't know how to work an overhead projector. So why would I give them a pistol and expect that they would know how to use it? I think in those situations, you're causing a bigger target and you're causing a liability. If that teacher misses, a bullet goes through a wall and kills a kid. Now you've got two active shooters in the scene. The police run in and they see two people with guns. Are they going to take the split second to go, oh, you're a teacher? No, they're going to see someone with a gun and they're going to shoot at them. It's an all around just a bad idea to let teachers have guns, period. There's got to be other ways. I'm a veteran. I know tons of veterans. There's tons of good veterans who aren't messed up, who are functional, like, well, they're all good people that want to do something good. But they can't get a job, either because their disability rating through the military, which is a bullshit number most of the time, is too high, or because they're a veteran, they're labeled as someone who may not be stable, even though they're all very stable people. Give these people guns. They all have training already. Give them extra training. Let them work with the police department. Employ these people. And, you know, I think that there's other ways to do it other than giving the teachers guns. Because I do think that you create a bigger liability. With that being said, if a teacher had a gun inside of my kid's school, with the knowledge that I have, I would want to make sure that that person with the gun wasn't going to cause more harm than they were good. I don't agree with it. I think there's a lot better things that we could be doing with our money instead of training our kids to, or our teachers to have guns. But that's just me. This next article I'm really excited about. I haven't looked at this one at all. This one, I think I'm going to learn some things. I feel like I'm pretty hip. I'm 31. I feel like I've been around long enough and stayed relevant long enough to understand what most of this stuff is. But this article is The Ultimate Guide to Decoding Your Teen's Text and Speech. This one I'm excited for. This should be pretty funny. So, right off the bat, I'm going to go down this list. I may not say them all. It's pretty long, but I am going to do as many of these as I can. So the first one in this list is beef, an argument or disagreement. BRB, be right back. Pretty easy. Bruh is another way of saying bro or brother. Okay. Canceled. I think that one's self-explanatory. Done, deleted. Clout chaser. I don't think that's what we called it when I was a kid, but it's someone who tries to be more popular, kind of just like attach themselves to the popular kids. I think, yeah, I don't know what we called kids like that. Clout demon? Oh, that's a wannabe. Listen, if someone ever called me a clout demon, I would kick them right in the dick. Cringy? Awkward. Yeah, that's a normal word. That's not just a slang word. I think that's the actual definition of that word, is uncomfortable, cringeworthy. Curve, to reject someone's advances. I think we called that a diss or a shutdown. Dead ass, to be completely honest. Yeah, okay. Dead, overwhelmed or exhausted. That's kind of normal. Let me kind of skip through these. Some of these are stupid. Drip dripping. That's great. Flashy. Finna. 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 Going to, about to, short for fixing to. Okay. Finsta is a fake Instagram account. I think that's just a fake Instagram account. GOAT, greatest of all time. It's a sports reference. I know that one from UFC, NFL, all that kind of stuff. Gucci means good or cool. Okay. Hundo P means 100%. Where are some? Oh, ratchet. Loud or obnoxious. It's a tool. When I was a kid, we just called that a tool, but now we've specified what kind of a tool. It is a ratchet. Savage, wild or harsh. Stan. Have an intense fandom for a particular object. Oh, that's a reference to an Eminem song. I'm surprised that one's still relevant. That's an old song. Thick. THICC is voluptuous. Thirsty, wants attention. The letter V just means very. In my day, that meant vagina. If you were going for the V, trying to get the V, it was vagina. Woke, enlightened. Wig, when something crazy or unexpected good happens. Yeah, that's dumb. Kids are stupid. That's why we need to tell them all that they're assholes, so they stop using stupid shit like this. This one, I kind of scanned over, kind of the headline says it all. Cafeteria workers stole nearly $500,000 in lunch money from schools. That's really funny to me. And it's these two old women. I know you can't see the article, but if you look it up, I'm sure it's the only time that this has happened. But it is two cafeteria ladies. They look like they're at least in, one looks like she's at least in her 50s. The other one looks probably in her 60s. But they stole $500,000 in lunch money. Like, the cafeteria ladies at my school could barely make fucking macaroni and cheese. And these women are putting together a full-blown, money laundering. They're, skimming money out of the cafeteria. Oh, so I was right. One was 61, one was 67. They turned themselves in over the weekend and were released on $50,000 bonds. They were accused of underreporting how much cash had been collected and taking the remainder. So they were getting handed cash and saying, oh no, they only gave me, $20 when they gave $40 and then pocketing the other money. It's fucking genius. I'm not even mad at these ladies. You work as school lunch ladies and they probably make right at minimum wage. They bust their ass. They deal with shitty kids. I like it. I like that one. Good for these ladies. Too bad they got caught. And it wasn't my money. If it was my money, I'd be pissed. But they were in, it looks like, a fairly wealthy area. It was in somewhere in the New England area. Oh, it was in Connecticut. It was in a really wealthy, well-to-do town. So, good for them. Good for you, ladies. Have fun in prison. The next one is a song. I'm going to actually see if there's a way that I can pick this up. I might try and unplug my microphone and or turn the microphone and see if we can pick this up, at least a portion of it. So it is a new song craze. It's the bitch, I'm a cow craze. So it basically is just this woman who is wearing pretty much just like a cow printed outfit with her boobs hanging out the top. She's drinking a milkshake at one point, in front of a green screen. It's the weirdest fucking thing I've ever heard. So give me just a second. Let me see if this will work. I'm going to try and turn volume up here and see if I can play this. Let me see. Okay, let me give this a shot. Okay, so that didn't work. I'm going to try this one different way. I will be having a new microphone in the next couple of days. So the next episode, we should be able to do things like this a little bit easier. So let me try one more time. Let me see if I can get this. Give me 1 second. All right. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Go moo. It just goes back to everything I've been saying in this episode. Like, this is crazy that this is a trend and that this is popular and that this is something that is trending. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people that this is, like, a thing that, like, people care about? Like, she should have been told at a young age that she was an asshole, and then this wouldn't be like, this, it just hurts my brain that something so simple someone can become so popular off of. Like, if I would have known this, I would have been making insane videos a long time ago, because I've said weirder shit than this that probably would have made me super famous. So maybe that's the goal. Maybe I stop the podcast and make weird animal videos. Fuck it, who knows? It's the weirdest thing. Alright, next article, as we're moving along here, is how millennials killed mayonnaise. Interesting, intriguing. Let me scroll through this. Maybe next time I should read all of these beforehand. Maybe that would be a better thing than reading these silently to myself on a podcast. This one looks like a lot of reading. Hey, fuck you, millennials. Eat fucking mayonnaise, you stupid bitches. And I'm a millennial, technically. Don't be assholes. Eat mayonnaise. Next article is a priest shares his frustration with the Catholic Church's response to sex abuse. He said that until I went to the seminary, I was not aware of knowing a single criminal sex abuser. Since then, apparently, I've rubbed elbows with dozens, some being high-ranking. Yeah, that's normal. Like, I'm sure that it's, like, how people judge cops these days. Not every cop is bad, but there are some out there, and the good ones may not be aware of who the bad ones are until the bad ones are outed. It's the same thing with priests. Not all of them rape kids, just most. And those that don't may not have actually known about it. You know, that's fair. If you want to look that up, it is priest shares his frustration with Catholic Church's response to sex abuse. And it basically is just a bunch of tweets from a priest. It's basically like his story in whatever 240 word segments. We got a couple more that we're going to go through. Disney worker killed in industrial accident at Disney World. This one I skimmed through earlier. It was a 61-year-old man fell into a vat of oil at an energy facility. So technically on Disney's campus, in Disney World in Florida, but not actually like on a ride or anything like that. So he had slipped and fallen into a vat of oil. He was emptying oil and grease from a tractor trailer when he fell, according to the deputies that were there. Another employee tried to pull the man out of the vat, but was not able to do so. He became overwhelmed by the fumes and slipped further into the vat. What a terrible fucking way to die. The man was an employee of Harvest Power, which converts organic waste into clean energy. Yeah, tragic accident. Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, it's like a scene straight out of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, where, you know, someone falls into a vat of acid or oil and disappears. And I'm not going to comment too much on that. Someone died. It's sad. It is kind of ironic that he died in a very cartoon way at Disneyland. But a life was lost. So I'm not going to say a whole lot of that. A ramen noodle heist in Georgia. Fayetteville County deputies are investigating a string of thefts that occurred, or that included 5 car break-ins, 1 stolen motorcycle, and a high-dollar heist of ramen noodles. $100,000 worth of ramen noodles was sitting in a large trailer parked at a Chevron store. Like, what's the end game? I mean, it's, you gonna just go around selling dollar ramens to people that you stole? Like, now who's really looking for a lower price on ramen when they're 30 cents? Are these the lunch ladies? Is this the lunch ladies' second scheme? Is now they're stealing ramen? What's wrong with these people? The next article, since we're zipping right along here,
is, where's the title of it? Ziploc upcycle. Oh, yeah, Ziploc luxury items. So it's basically Ziploc bags that have become luxury bags or backpacks or umbrellas, hats even. I mean, I guess it happened with duct tape, but people were homemaking these out of duct tape. These look like they're actually being, like, well-produced out of a zip, unless it's, like, one person. I guess I should again read these. Nope, the collaboration between Beams Couture and Ziploc has been released. So this is an actual, like, designer working with Ziploc to make fanny packs and purses and hats. Like, I bet these retail for crazy amounts of money and people are going to pay crazy amounts of money. But if I know anything about Ziploc bags, you open them 4 or 5 times and then they stop zipping and they don't actually lock shut anymore. So it's a really shitty idea. But people will pay for it, so go for it. I think what I will do is get with the Tupperware people next and make shoes. We'll make Tupperware shoes that are waterproof, because I've always wanted big box shoes to wear around. Maybe the Kleenex people can make a blanket, and then I can lay down and blow my nose at the same time, which I guess I could do with a regular blanket, but they're not lotiony, and then my nose gets red. So this one, next one, this we'll just move on without any further comment. Transitions aren't my favorite things, so as we get further into this podcast, we get more episodes, I'm just going to bounce around to whatever I feel like talking about. You have to just be paying attention, because we're going to go from one thing to the next pretty quickly. Yeah. So the next one is Roundup, the weed killer, was found in like traces of like cereal and grains and things like that. So it was basically found in Quaker Oats and other cereals. The big ones that they're showing is it was found in Cheerios, Quaker Oats, Quick Oatmeal, and Lucky Charms. So basically, according to this article, a left-leaning environmental working group called EWG, which is a nonprofit, basically took a bunch of these items. They took 45 items, and they found that 3/4 of them contained high levels of glyphosate. It's basically just a chemical that's found in Roundup weed killer, and that was like, this is a big deal because, one, like, it's chemicals in the food that like us and our kids are eating. Number two, why it's important is because in California it was actually just ruled that this is considered a carcinogen or a cancer causing product, and a man who was like a landscaper, like a groundskeeper for a school, was awarded like $260,000 because he was able to successfully say that that ingredient caused him to have cancer from when he was using it at the school that he worked at. So it's a big deal because it, you know, it's not just like gross, they're, you know, going to hurt you, but it basically has been causing people to have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the spray for an elongated period of time. Oh, it was $289 million. To the school groundskeeper. So General Mills came out and said, hey, listen, like, we're well within our limits. We know that these things are there because the farms use them. So General Mills isn't putting it in, but the farms that they use, or their farms, are spraying it so that their stuff doesn't, get eaten by bugs or whatever. So, or get overtaken by weeds. So Roundup is not really saying anything at this point. General Mills is kind of fighting it, like, hey, listen, like, it's part of agriculture, and wash things better, you shitty dicks. Like, wash things better. Like, if you know that it's there, give it an extra rinse. Like, if I, you know, am making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and I get peanut butter on my hand, I don't just wipe it off with a paper towel. I turn the fucking water on, and I wipe the peanut butter off of my hand. Like, wash things better, you fucking idiots. Like, it's not that hard. They're saying that they're well within their limits for what the FTA or FDA allows them to have. Like, really? Like, then fuck you, FDA. Just do things better. Let's not have any of this, even if it doesn't cause cancer. It is a chemical. Let's not have any fucking chemicals in our foods, you shitty dicks. Like, just stop. Like, clean things better. Just do better. Looks like my computer is going to stop working again. So, basically, that was kind of the end of it. I had one other article we don't really have to go into. Let me see if I can get it to open another way. It was James Gunn, who was the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy series, has officially been fired, and he will not be coming back to direct Guardians 3. So, I know all of the actors had previously filled out, you know, not necessarily a petition, but they all did a letter basically saying, like, hey, bring him back. Like, he did some things and said some things. Like, the guy said some terrible fucking things, but he said that they were a joke and it was all comedy. And he made, like, baby raping jokes, which I don't find funny. Some people do find funny. You know, there's no proof that he actually raped babies. He was just kind of being a shitty person and saying shitty things. But basically, Disney Studios has determined that James Gunn will not return for the Guardians of the Galaxy 3. He was fired and is completely gone. So with that, I believe Dave Bautista, who plays Drax, said that he basically was going to quit. He wouldn't come back if they didn't bring, you know, the director back. He wasn't coming. Or he would not come back. So it could be a big hit to a big franchise. I guess only time will tell. And money rules everything. So, you know, Dave Bautista saying, like, hey, I'm not coming back. Like, it does hurt the series. That you can't really replace him. And you can't replace Star-Lord. Those are the two main people that you can't replace because of who they are. You can really replace anybody else with a lot of makeup, CGI, voices. Like, I didn't know that the voice of Groot was the bald guy from the Fast and the Furious. Whatever his name is. I didn't have any idea that it was him. Because his voice is just completely, like, digitally redone. So, I think that they have to bring him back. Only time will tell. I'm sure they'll pay him a bunch of money. And he'll come back. But, yeah. So, that is it for current events. If you have a current event or something that you want me to talk about, send it to me either in a DM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You can find all of my pages online under Cox Talks on Facebook. It is Cox Talks Podcast. It is at Cox Talks Podcast. On Twitter, it is at Cox Talks Podcast. And then on Instagram, it is just Cox Talks, at Cox Talks. So that's COXTALKS. I'm going to give shout out to some people that have kind of helped me out a little bit, kind of push this thing forward for me. Geeky Eats _, which is a nerdy chef that basically is just doing all kinds of cool cooking things, kind of behind the scene things, releasing videos on YouTube of like famous or popular Disney recipes, just kind of recreated at home. And also the chef, he's my brother. Let's not just beat around the bush. He is my brother. He makes some cool like cakes and stuff like that for his kids. He is an actual chef, not like someone trying or pretending to be a chef. He is an actual chef, doing some cool things, showing some cool local stuff here in the Arizona area, and then talking about like comic book stuff, Marvel stuff like that, while doing a cooking show and a cooking page. So go give him a follow. That's geekyeats_. And then also AZ Mongo, good friend of mine, Army veteran, starting up his own podcast, kind of talking about life and the things that he wants to talk about. Probably a little bit more serious of a podcast than mine. He's done 2 episodes. Both have been really good. Check him out. That's AZ Mongo. And I think you can find that on Anchor.fm, the podcasting app. And then I know he is on Facebook as well. So, that is it. That's everything I've got for this week. Hopefully this works. It was recorded in 3 segments. because I'm dumb and accidentally shut off the recording a couple of times. Yeah, again, hit me up in the comments section of Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. If there's any topics you want me to talk about, current event, just life in general, you just want to hear me talk about something or ramble on about something, we can do that. I believe the next episode I'm going to talk about some funny stories that I have from being in law enforcement and just my life in general. Some of it I've used in stand-up comedy before, and I'll kind of talk about that in the next episode, when I did stand-up, how I did stand-up, stuff like that. So you'll get to know a little bit more about me. We'll hit up some more current events. And again, hopefully the sound quality is a little bit better. I found a better microphone. So I'm going to try that out and see how it works. So yeah, thanks for listening in.